Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. What a great day that it is. You know, it's a great day for me every day I wake up, and especially when I consider the alternatives for it. You know what? This is a great day, even though the weather rocks is a little damp, but Linda will talk about that.
And, you know, your
that.
Parts are working.
The parts are working. You know, and you got, oh, and bad Bob is covering his head up and running, screaming out of the studio. Hey, look, welcome aboard Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And then you can write to Linda at Linda at KCNR1460.com. We've got a great show today. We've got all types of people. We have all types of subjects ranging from what's going on at the Planning Commission to, hey, should you have to, when you apply for your driver's license, should the applications only be printed in English? And speaking of speaking English, here's Bad Bob.
Oh, but what?
Yeah, como está, Roberto?
Say what?
Are you speaking English?
Are you okay here, Bob? Get your face out of the coffee cup.
Excellent. Good morning, and loving it. The cool weather, always sleep better. It's a little tough during the summertime, you know.
Yeah, and speaking of cool, during the summertime, here's my bride, Linda.
Good morning. Currently 46 degrees if you're just tuning in, 7:07 on this lovely Tuesday. Today, numerous rain showers in the morning, then widespread rain, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs today of 52. And tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers. I don't know. We were going to barbecue tonight. I don't know. Maybe somebody can email me a good recipe for salmon. If you can't go outside, you don't want to grill outside, what's a good one? Maybe you guys are you're feeling,
that would mean somebody would have to get out of bed and
creative.
Go to the computer.
Well, there's, yeah, I'm sure there's some people right now that are...
Oh, they're getting ready for work, getting ready for school.
How are we going to start out today? Is it going to be on a positive note, or are we going to go dive right into some of this, I don't know, there's a lot of unrest that's happening throughout the world.
And why is that?
I mean...
We're rested here.
Greece, now Portugal.
Maybe Spain.
Earthquakes, oil slicks.
Well, let's talk about oil slicks to begin with. Just to kind of let you know, you heard that they may be setting the ocean on fire here to contain the oil slick. Now, as weird as that sounds, you know, of course, you know, the oil platform went down off the coast there in Texas, and they're saying what up to 1,000 gallons of oil is seeping out in a day, so the oil slick right now is the size of Rhode Island, and it's heading for Louisiana. Now the problem with just it heading anywhere inland like this is that 40% of the nature's wetlands, I think, are down in Louisiana, and many nesting areas for birds and all types of other wildlife are there. So they're trying to figure ways to contain this. And one of the ways they can do it is by setting the oil on fire. According to the Coast Guard, they put booms around it, you know, fire containment booms, and then they light it off. So, I mean, you're not going to see like a, you know, you will not witness a sea of fire coming at you, which I think could be interesting. It won't be a sea of fire. It will be contained. And as the Coast Guard said, probably plumes of smoke. But it's one way of trying to get rid of the oil before it hits shore, because this has got the makings of a natural disaster. And if you notice that, you know, why nobody has said what's happened, what caused this oil rig explosion. I know they're probably looking at it, but what caused this oil rig to go up after? I mean, there's been so many years, decades, of no serious incidents, and then to have the whole thing explode like this. I mean, I don't see anybody that. Usually, I mean, if there's something like this happens, that there's all types of investigations going on, and, you know, perhaps there is, you know, but I haven't seen any, and you usually see something like that. So it makes you kind of wonder what's going on there.
Well, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, the agency says that wildlife is at less of a risk from burning area of off of the ocean.
Burning the oil off in the ocean.
Yeah, than if they were exposed to an oil slick, and birds might be disoriented by smoke. And also, you know, than if they were to have the oil coating in the ingestion.
Right, so it's better off to burn it than it is to pour it to hit the shore. I would imagine that. That makes sense to me. Okay, today we're going to have, we've got all different types of things. We're going to be talking this. We're going to talk immigration and how it's affecting different groups of people, in Arizona. We're going to talk about, how you like this headline? This is Alabama. We speak English. Well, you know, it's always been a question down there for centuries. But this is Alabama. We speak English. When we get back, we're going to talk about Tim James. Tim James, who is the Republican gubernatorial candidate. What's he saying? This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
State government's a mess, and we're going to need real conservatives like Rick Keene to clean it up. Hi, this is Congressman Tom McClintock. I've watched Rick Keene for many years in the state assembly as he fought to hold back the reckless taxing, borrowing, regulating, and spending that have crushed California's economy. In the assembly, Rick was always the guy who'd stand up and speak out. That's why Republicans trusted him with leadership on the budget. He fought to tie the politicians' hands by authoring a measure to strictly cap state spending. He saved taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars by fighting fraud and corruption. And he fought to secure the border and stop wasting billions on illegal immigration. That's leadership that earned Rick Keene a 100% perfect rating from the California Taxpayers Association.
As lead Republican negotiator, Rick fought to clean up the budget mess created by Gray Davis and paid down billions of dollars in state debt. Rick Keene for State Senate. Tom McClintock's choice to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
Oh, look, honey, I found that espresso machine we got as a wedding present still in the box.
Well, you think it's time to open it up? We've been married for 2 years already. I'm not even sure we even know how to use it.
Well, let's take it to Espresso Joe's. The girls will teach us how to use it and make that perfect cup.
I don't know if it even came from Espresso Joe's.
Doesn't make any difference where you got it. They'll show you how to use it, and they should know, since they have espresso machines, tidy makers, French press, and regular coffee makers.
Hey, that's a great idea, hon. And while you're learning how to make that perfect cup of coffee, I'll be in the humidor and tobacco and brew, picking out that perfect cigar.
Espresso Joe's is located at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, inside Tobacco and Brew.
Espresso Joe's is inside Tobacco and Brew, who have a 34-year history of providing the finest tobaccos to the North Valley. A terrific selection of fine cigars, both imports and domestics. Step into their walk-in humidor and find something special. Or try one of the grab bag cigars at 20% off. Lots of pipes and accessories, too, at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from the Flag Store.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments, and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Adam and Nina Rotello have a lot to figure out about managing their spending.
He takes care of the finances. I meddle.
She wants to know what's going on.
Everybody should. That's why State Farm agents are there with a free discount double check to make sure drivers are getting the discounts they deserve, like 17% for combining car and home policies.
Basically, when you get a good deal, you win.
We want to win.
Hello, this is Craig Winton. You could look me up online at cwinton.com or feel free to give me a phone call at 223-5598.
State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Get up. Good morning. You know, the weather rock's just slightly damp this morning, but I think it may get a little bit wetter as the day goes on.
Currently 714, and you know what? I just pulled up.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Go for it.
I'm just going to, you know, because some people might not know, and I think it, you know, how many people we've loved and admired have seen in the celebrity spotlight that has their marriages have broken up because of affairs, and it's well, you know, there's, you know how that is when you got a spot on your nose or something, and your partner, your spouse starts to try to pick it off. Anyway, I don't know why that was funny, but I can't see it.
Let's talk about Sandra Bullock.
Well, she has literally come out of her silence, broken her silence, and while her husband, Jesse, or former husband, Jesse James, has been making headlines, she's been quietly keeping a secret. She has adopted a baby and filed for divorce. So evidently, the baby that she's adopted was born in New Orleans, 3.5-month-old boy, and they started the process to adopt over 4 years ago, she and Jesse. And
obviously not this child.
Well, maybe just...
because if it's 3.5
Well, it doesn't matter. She still had to go through all of what do you have to do to adopt.
But it was 4 years ago.
Right.
So she's divorcing him and picking up a child at the same time.
That's right. And she tells People Magazine she has filed for divorce, literally. And she says her decision to divorce is she's sad and she's scared. And in her interview, she said she had absolutely no idea that he was cheating on her. And I was telling Carl, that is like, you know, when you, if anybody's ever gotten a call that all somebody's died, the devastation is just, you know, many of you have been there. And it's a death. It's the ending. It's never the same. It's horrific. So anyway, I wish her well. We all wish her well with her new baby. That's great.
Well, in Alabama, to change the subject somewhat, back to even more humorous things, I think. Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim James is betting that Alabama voters prefer what he calls common sense to political correctness. And the son of a former Alabama governor, Fob James, he promises to do away with the 12 foreign languages the test currently offers for the driver's license. 12 foreign languages. They're saying that this controversial ad is more about the saving tax, is about far more than saving taxpayers' money. It contains coded political messages. James will hope is going to strike a chord with the Republican voters in the state. It contains swipes against the federal government and President Barack Obama. Also, they noted that Alabama could lose federal funding if it offers the exams only in English. You know, when I go down to vote, you know, when I was in Southern California, I went down to vote. Now, these are our elections here. The booklets were printed in like 8 or 9 different languages. And I just thought if you're a citizen of this country, that you had to have learned English. And to vote, why would all the information be in a foreign language if you're voting here in America? The Hispanic Interest Coalition of Alabama said the ad would hurt the state's reputation. Making the driver's license test available in English only is a bad move and inconsistent with the strong recruitment Alabama has done in the last 15 years to bring international business to our state. Well, I don't understand how that could be a problem. If you are in Alabama and you want a driver's license in Alabama, so you've got to be a legal citizen of Alabama to get the license, why shouldn't you have to speak English? James is saying that exams are a public safety issue. On his campaign website, he cited a 2004 U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics report that connected a 72% increase in work traffic-related fatalities to drivers' inability to read road signs in English. Driver's license exams in Alabama are now currently offered in Arabic, Chinese, English, Farsi, French, German, Greek, Japanese, Korean, Russian, Spanish, Thai, and Vietnamese. Come on. Farsi in Alabama? Anyway, I find that amazing that somebody is out there saying, hey, we should speak English in the United States. And what did somebody say that is constitutes a nation is a boundary? You know, a common language, I think in a common laws. You know, so it's a, you know, for him to do that, I know it's going to just, you know, it's causing all types of consternation. But my friends, think about what's going on right now in the United States. I understand there's a Texas lawmaker that, and this is Texas, that may introduce a bill that just bans immigration from Texas for right now. You've got Arizona right in the middle of a firestorm because they've been asking for help from the federal government for years and years, have received none, so they write their own law, which, by the way, is not as draconian as people seem to think it is. And what it says is the Arizona law bans sanctuary cities that refuse to enforce immigration law, stiffens penalties against illegal, let me say that again, illegal alien day laborers and their employers, underline employers, and makes it a misdemeanor for immigrants to fail to complete and carry an alien registration document, and allows the police to arrest immigrants unable to show documents proving that they are in the U.S. legally. Exactly what is wrong with that? Tell me what's wrong with that. The Mexican government, however, will bar foreigners if they upset the equilibrium of the national demographics. Now, that's racial and ethnic profiling. And after we take this break, we're going to come back and finish up on this. And then we're going to talk about what's going on at the Reading Planning Commission. That's going on before we hit our 8 o'clock hour when Charlie Schaff will be here to be discussing his candidacy. He's running against Jim Nielsen.
Well, we have some special guests.
And we have, yeah, I know, but we have special guests in between this.
Yeah, we do.
Carl Indebott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Every morning after the show, Linda and I go out for breakfast, and our favorite place to eat is Country Kitchen. You know, Lynn and Charlie Moss have been serving the best breakfast and lunch daily for 17 years. When you walk through the door of Country Kitchen, you can smell those fresh baked goods. You know, like their homemade cinnamon rolls, made in their own bakery. Reminds me of home. The soups, many of which are Country Kitchen's own special recipes, are made from scratch. You can even create your own omelet or sandwich. When you combine great food, great staff, and a great atmosphere, well, Country Kitchen is going to become your favorite place to eat, too. And when you order your entree, just mention Free Fire Radio, and you're going to get a free cup of coffee or a soft drink. Country Kitchen is located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. Country Kitchen is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on down and join us and celebrate 17 years of excellence, and be sure to mention Free Fire Radio.
With most CDs, it's hard to know when to lock in your rate. But there's no need to worry with the 2-year Raise Your Rate CD from Ally Bank. If rates go up, you have the opportunity of a one-time rate increase. And with an interest rate that's among the most competitive in the country, there's never been a better time to give us a try. Open an account today. Call us at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Rach, you know it's your little brother's birthday next week.
So?
So, you need to get him a gift.
When am I going to have time to do that?
ShastaTradingPost.com. Your team, your gear, your way. Buy your local school sportswear through ShastaTradingPost.com, and we'll give 50% of the proceeds back to your school.
Check it out.
Oh, man, I looked all over town for one of those. I couldn't find one anywhere.
I know. Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Good morning, Reading. It's currently 46 degrees.
That's right.
We're going to have a rainy day. We're going to have a high of 48. No. We're going to have a high of... What is it going to be today?
50. Four.
Okay, 55. High 55 today. And it's
just,
clean.
You know, we've gotten three different
weather forecasts. We've got three different, the weather.
That, none of which I think are right. But,
okay,
you know,
7:25 in the morning, and good morning, and we hope you have a beautiful day today. It's enjoy us here on this beautiful Wednesday. I said Tuesday earlier. Oh, God. Okay, let's get down to some serious stuff here.
Okay, well, let's finish up on the immigration. I got this out of an article by Michelle Machlin, and some people say that's suspect, except this came out of a study done by a group of people on the laws in this country. So if outsiders, and this is, I'm going to go through it quick, if outsiders do not enhance the country's economic or national interest, are not found to be physically or mentally healthy, they are not welcome. Neither are those who show contempt against national sovereignty or security. They can't be economic burdens on society. They must have clean criminal histories. They must show a birth certificate if they want to become a citizen, provide a bank statement proving economic independence, pass an exam, and prove they can provide their own health care. Illegal entry into the country is equivalent to a felony punishable by 2 years imprisonment. Document fraud is subject to fine and imprisonment. So is alien marriage fraud. Evading deportation is a serious crime. Illegal reentry after deportation is punishable by 10 years imprisonment. Foreigners may be kicked out of the country without due process. And the endless bites at the litigation apple that illegal aliens are afforded in other countries will not happen. Law enforcement officials at all levels, by national mandate, must cooperate to enforce immigration laws, including illegal alien arrest and deportations. And that includes the military. All right? Now, what country is that? Yeah, you guessed it. Mexico. So, if you go there illegally in Mexico, the not only the police, the rallies, but the army will track you down, and they will arrest you. And if you try to come back in here again, you can be put in jail for 10 years.
Arrest you?
Yeah.
How about that's not all they'll do?
Well, they you know, they will, you know, like beat on you, too. But, you know, that's...
How many places south of Tijuana have people just been slaughtered?
Well, that's just, you know, that's people
Seriously.
Being killed. Well, yeah, and they're also talking about... Anyway, all these provisions are enshrined into Mexico's Ley General Pública, General Law of the Population, and was found by a Washington, D.C.-based Center for Security Policy. I don't see them talking about a comprehensive immigration reform in Mexico. Let's go to the phones. Bruce.
Well, good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
Just to weigh in a little bit, I do have a business in Mexico, had for quite some time, and trust me, they trust you guys that you don't do business as usual down there like they do when they come up here. And you could not raise, if I waved American flag at any one of their parties or rallies down there, they would throw me out of the country and bar me out of there. Yeah. And you do have to have an FN3 to do business down there.
FN3
do not have their driver's license printed in English.
Okay, so Bruce, give us just a few examples of what
that you've run
what
into.
The difference would be of what we have to do business down there that they don't have to do here.
Well, to go back, you have to have an FM3, which is their immigration passport, and you have to apply for that. And to do that, you have to prove that you have money. You have to give them your bank account stuff, and so you're not going to load up their system. Is one of the issues that they have.
Well, they have, you know, but, you know.
Why can't we do tit for tat on that?
Pardon?
Well, she wanted to know if, you know, well, we, you know, why don't we do the same? And well, there's a lot, probably a lot of reasons.
Probably know that answer. I'm tired of pushing that button for English, for sure.
Yeah.
I came across an article that might be of interest to everybody the other day, and I should have kept it because, in specific, what it is there's a cottage industry of hotels in New York area that are promoting people to come in on a vacation, i.e. baby package. So if you're 8.5 months pregnant or 9, they'll cover everything, get your room, and they'll get you all lined up to go to the hospital and have an anchor baby here in the United States.
Oh, my goodness. You know, one of the first laws that should ever be changed is, and if there's, you know, I don't know, it'd be a taken amendment maybe, but do away with this anchor baby thing. This is ridiculous.
It needs to be really investigated.
Yeah, it does. Hey, Bruce, we've got to run here for the break.
Okay, guys.
And thanks so much for your phone call. And and Bob, we'll get to you right after the news break right here. But how much time we got there?
Coming up on 15 seconds.
Okay, this is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Thank you.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. The Dow rises back over 11,000 at the open after sinking just below at the close yesterday. Germany comes to the rescue of Greece, the German parliament moving forward on plans to provide $11 billion to help prop up the struggling Greek economy. And now there are emergency talks in Portugal as that country's economy teeters on the brink. Here in the U.S., a sign of growing consumer confidence. More people are booking cruise vacations. Royal Caribbean says it sees a gradual and steady improvement in people who want to go cruising. One-time internet pioneer AOL reports quarterly profits are down 58%. Other earnings reports today, Sprint Nextel and Goodyear on the downside. Dow Chemical on the upside. Most Fed watchers say they would be surprised if there's a change in interest rates. The Fed announces its rate decision this afternoon. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I will not recreate the Sistine Chapel on my bathroom ceiling.
I will simply repaint it.
I will not spend more time waiting to get help
than it takes to paint a room.
I will go to Ace and get what I need fast.
I will be finished.
Then I will watch the Kung Fu movie marathon.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Now get $5 off Royal and Royal Finest paint gallons after mail-in rebate at Ace, the helpful place. 10 rebate limit on purchases made between April 1st and July 31st. See store for details.
It's a better way to play. Ask anyone, they'll say, for an hour, for a day, it's pure excitement. From the call to the gate, till they cross the finish line. Each race could be a derby in the making. Feel the roar of the hooves as they thunder down the track. Gather all your friends around to the Anderson Fairgrounds, and you'll keep coming back.
In its 131-year history, the Kentucky Derby has produced legends the likes of War Admiral, Secretariat, Seattle Slough, and many more. So who will make history this year? See all the action live as you watch and wager in the comfortable quarters of the Simulcast Horse Racing Facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson. Be front and center live for the annual Run for the Roses. Enjoy food, beverages, and place a friendly wager. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. this Saturday for the 131st running of the Kentucky Derby live from Churchill Downs at the Simulcast Horse Racing Facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Hi, this is Charlie Thompson of the Youth Violence Prevention Council of Shasta County. Each summer, the Youth Violence Prevention Council hosts the Shasta Youth Leadership Camp at Whiskeytown. The camp's mission is to develop young leaders and keep our kids away from drugs and gang violence. This four-day camp is filled with fun activities with a focus on what it takes to stay drug, gang, and violence-free. For more information, visit us on the web at yvpc.org. Youth Violence Prevention Council, promoting a safe and healthy community.
Hey you, yes you, join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters, so get out of your comfort zone, call into my show and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR, sponsored by the Palisadio Pharmacy, serving you for over 30 years. Same prices as the big box store, but at the Palisadio Pharmacy, you're treated like family.
Back in 1972, the American Petroleum Institute's rating was first applied to a remarkable synthetic motor oil. It was the first of its kind to meet auto service requirements, and it was formulated by AMSOIL. Since 1972, AMSOIL has produced a complete line of synthetic lubricants, capturing the attention of giant oil companies. And no wonder! Natural impurities in petroleum oil shortens its life and contribute to engine wear. There are no impurities in AMSOIL. Its unique molecular design creates a product with durability. Long-lasting AMSOIL synthetic motor oil doesn't boil away in extreme heat and remains fluid in extreme cold. The corporate giants, who once said it'll never catch on, now produce synthetic oil of their own. But none has the benefit of AMSOIL's years of research and development. Switch to AMSOIL synthetic motor oil. First of its kind, the pioneer. Call Bob at 526-0762 or go to oilbob.com for more information.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the North State. And Espresso Joe's gives you that coffee you want at those prices. Joe and Shelley, great Americans. They support this community and they support the veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a tobacco emporium.
If you're just tuning in, it's 7:35 in the morning. We're taking your call, 605-4567. It's currently 45 degrees, and you're going to get scattered showers today. We do have a caller that's been waiting on the line, so let's go right to the phones. Good morning, Bob. You're on KCNR.
Morning, Linda and Carl and Bob.
Morning.
Morning. The correct answer is English for drivers and boating and everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand why they print them in different languages. You know, if you're a citizen, you're supposed to know English, so why waste the money on that?
You know, they say that there's, I don't know how many millions of dollars a year spent in printing things in government, you know, for the government, and, you know, that applies to citizens. Now, I can understand that, you know, and some everyday life things, you know, because they're immigrants and all this, but for things like voting, you know, for doing driver's licenses, you know, for stuff like that, why 12 languages? You know, and you heard all the ones I read off in Alabama. That's Alabama.
Well, same with California. I think they got 13 different languages.
Yeah, it could be. Well, you know, I'm sorry. Go on, Bob.
I was going to say it was interesting what your previous caller said about him going down to Mexico and having a business and working and everything down there, what they require of him. But yet when you listen to the president of Mexico saying what he's saying about what we're trying to do, you know, it's kind of hypocritical.
Oh, it's very hypocritical on their part. And like he says, why don't you wave an American flag down during one of their rallies and see how long you last? You know, you're not going to be walking away from
burning our flag, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, this type of thing is all those rules I read to you comes from their laws, not something that we make up. But if we did that, we'd be called a militaristic society, you know, putting people in jail for 10 years because they tried to come into our country twice illegally, you know, but they can do it in Mexico. And to have the Mexican government say that a travel advisory for Arizona. Hey, there's a travel advisory all over Mexico. I mean, you get yourself caught in the middle of a drug cartel war.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks for your call, Bob. Hey, we got a caller who is still on
Bruce.
The line?
No, it was Bruce. He was calling back to give you that piece of information.
Oh, okay, Bruce. In Mexico, you have to pass a criminal background check, before you get a visa.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, you know, there's so many things that, and the reason you're seeing this unrest is because the feds have refused to do anything about it. So now when the states are starting to do something about it, they're raising their ugly heads. And here's Holder saying that, well, you know, we may have to look at that law. Well, Attorney General Holder, there's a 10th Amendment.
Homeland Security.
And here's my favorite, Homeland Security. Isn't that Janet Neapolitano? Isn't she the one that used to be the governor of Arizona? That helped bring this problem to that area and then left to go to be head of Homeland Security. Now, you know, you talk about somebody that, let's look at this problem. Why don't you look at it when you were there, Janet? Okay, you know what? With all this stuff going on, I think sometimes you just got to stop, take a walk, and smell the roses.
And sometimes things have to swing out real right in order to come back into a zone that we all are really comfortable with. And I think that's what's happening right now. I think there's such a shift in everything that's been happening in our world that we are really longing to have something beautiful in our own backyard. And this is such a perfect segue with our guests today from the Shasta Rose Society. We have Carol Schmitz and Bob Parker. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
The Shasta Rose Society, who is also, means that you're an affiliate and a member of the American Rose Society.
That's right, we are.
Okay, well, so why don't you share with our listeners who are driving and getting in and out of the shower and getting ready for work about your organization?
Well, we are an organization that likes to share the love of roses with other people, make them realize that it's not intimidating to grow roses. A lot of people think that growing roses is just terribly difficult and requires lots of spraying and lots of tender, loving care. Sometimes they can do that depending on what you want out of them, but also roses can be very, very easy to care for. And we're just trying to pass that on to everybody we can and let them enjoy our national flower. The rose is the national flower of this country.
Oh.
Now, see, I didn't know that. I know the poppy is California, but I didn't know the rose. That's fabulous. So, I remember one time planting at a place that I used to live several roses, and, of course, we had the different names, the presidential names, and, of course, the celebrity names. So what is the most recent rose that has been named?
Oh, my God.
that's a question that can't easily be answered because there are thousands of introductions each year.
Make one up, Bob, real quick.
Make one up real quick. Carefree Spirit.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
But there's celebrities like Barbara Streisand had a rose named after her, Elizabeth Taylor, and Princess Di, which we know are the beautiful yellow ones.
Yeah, one of the newest ones that everybody would know would be Julia Child. And it is another beautiful yellow, very fragrant, wonderful growing plant, requires very little care. It's just a wonderful, wonderful rose.
What color is that, Julia Child?
It's yellow.
Oh, I love it. Okay, I have a quick question for you, Carol, may I? Is it true that the older roses are more fragrant, the ones that have been planted that maybe are 30 or 40 years old, do they have a more intensity with their fragrance than the current ones that were the new ones that are coming out today?
Well, that's probably a misconception because the older roses, now we're talking roses that are hundreds of years old. I have roses in my garden that are from China, from the 15, 1600s or from the 1800s. Yes, they are fragrant. 30, 40 years ago, Bob, they were breeding roses more for form and less for fragrance, and now the public is saying, hey, we like those fragrant roses. So they've started breeding the fragrance back into them.
Really?
We've got to take a break here. I find this very interesting because when you say that you don't have to worry about... they're not that hard to take care of. You don't have to do all these. I can testify to that. Because we put 4 rose bushes out, and we haven't touched them. And they just keep producing roses year after year. And I don't think one time we've ever sprayed them. I don't even think we've touched them. Somebody comes by and chops them once a year, and they just keep growing back. We've got roses again.
Chops them. Okay, we're going to take a break. Yeah, but when you weren't looking, I did a few things. This is Carla Linda Bob. We're going to take a break here. This is KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
It's clear that proper sleep is about more than just feeling good in the morning. It's a key to optimum health and prosperity. After all, we spend 1/3 of our lives sleeping, recharging for the other 2/3 we spend working, playing, and living. At Creason's Mattress Gallery in Reading, you can discover the incomparable Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system today and forever change the way you sleep starting tonight. Recommended by 25,000 medical professionals worldwide, this incredible mattress with a memory has the uncanny ability to conform to your unique shape and provide support to every point along the contour of your body. With several models to choose from, you can own the revolutionary Tempur-Pedic from Creason's today and change the way you sleep forever. With zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 12 full months OAC, plus you always get free local delivery or bed frame and free haul off of your old bed. The rejuvenating sleep system you want and need is waiting for you at Creason, Reading's premier mattress and bedroom superstore with showrooms at 2355 Athens Avenue.
Boomer Tech Radio can now be heard at a new time, Saturday afternoons from 2 to 3, right here on KCNR 1460. Every week, we cover what's happening in the world of technology, from the latest discoveries to practical information on using digital cameras and taking the plunge into email and exploring the online world safely. Join us, Bob, Brenda, and Alan, Saturdays 2 to 3 for Boomer Tech Radio, here on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
He phoned to say, sorry, you didn't get the job. The other shop was $700 cheaper. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He had been a customer for many years, and we want our customers to be customers for life. I could hear the disappointment in his voice. He had placed his trust in us for all these years, and now we were charging him too much. I can't believe they have all the damage listed, I said. Look at the estimate and see if they caught the buckle in the roof. There's nothing about the roof, he said. Did they catch the impact on the wheel? There's nothing about a wheel. If the wheel is damaged and you have a buckle in the roof, It indicates possible frame damage. There's nothing, he said. It's easy to write a cheap repair, give excuses later. We prefer a complete repair. When can I get an appointment, he said. Roachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat, and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott here with KCNR 1460. We're dancing.
Perfect.
Carolyn's over there dancing with Bob. Okay, sit down.
We're here with the Shasta Rose Society this morning. Our guests are Carol Schmitz and Bob Parker. We're sorry that we're not streaming right now.
We're calling our web hobbit right now.
Yeah, there's something that's happened with the page. So
threatening him with bodily injury.
You're just not going to get it right now. But you know, get over to the radio. Sit in your car because you're going to get some really information, really great information here. Say that in one breath. Let's talk about the event that's happening this Saturday. Let's talk about what's happening at your house, Carol.
Saturday, we are having a day in the Rose Garden. This is basically in place of the Rose Tour that we've been doing for over 20 years. We just decided to do something different this year and not sell tickets. It's free to the public. The hours are from 10 to 4. We will be having a tour of my garden, and I hope that the roses are open. They've been a little cold this year. But we will be selling miniature roses. We will be giving talks on roses. I will be giving a propagation demonstration on how to propagate roses. We have a lady who's written a rose cookbook who will be talking about cooking with roses.
Wow.
And Bob, our master rosarian, is going to be telling people how to grow roses. So it's going to be a fun day, and it promises not to rain.
Okay, let's go to the phones. We have a question about roses. Good morning, Kevin. You're on KCNR.
Yes, Karen.
Karen, excuse me. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling to find out about my roses. They did something this year that normally they don't do until mid-season, but they started out growing these long suckers that get so long they just fall over, and that branch does not bloom. It just keeps growing longer. And I want to know why they do this.
Well, one reason that it possibly could be, it could be there are suckers coming up from the rootstock. Roses are a budded plant. The mm-hmm. rootstock is different than the name variety on top. And the rootstock is a very vigorous grower. If it's coming up from below the bud union, it will grow long and will not bloom the first year. So that sounds to me like that's probably what it is your rootstock has developed some sucker growth coming out.
Okay, so then I can just cut it back part way, and next year it'll bloom?
You need to cut that sucker growth clear off at the ground. In fact, ideally, it would be better if you dig down a little bit and rip it off where it comes from the root, because if you cut it off, you're just going to get two come back.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Now, Carol, tell us again, Saturday, well, first of all, you were telling us at the break that the miniature roses that you're selling, you can't buy here in Redding or the North State. So you're selling a special miniature roses. And it's also going to be a fundraiser for scholarships, I understand.
That's right. Every year we give a scholarship to a horticultural student at Shasta College. And in order to continue this tradition, we have to raise some money. And the money is going to be raised by our sales of various items that we have.
And the miniature roses, you can buy miniature roses in supermarkets. We call those supermarket roses because they don't have a name on them. And it's not a snob thing or anything else. There's thousands of roses that are named and are hybridized. So The only place that you can buy the named miniature roses is this one event that we have every year. And we have about 120 miniatures for sale this year. We have a few mini floors and a few regular roses.
How does one find out where your event is on Saturday?
It's going to be at my yard, and the address is 15925 Rock Creek Road, out where the fires were a couple of years ago. And the easiest way to get there is 299 West and take the Iron Mountain Road exit to Rock Creek Road. There will be Rose Society flags at the highway and at Rock Creek. And then since I have a one-lane driveway, we will be directing traffic in and out.
Do you have a web page? Will there be something posted on the web page?
There is information on the web page. There is information. There has been information in the record searchlight. So there then, and we've spread cards all through town.
Great. So a various nursery.
And now you've reached hundreds of thousands of people.
Well, we hope to have hundreds of people at least.
Okay, I have a question for you. What would you say if you had to pick two roses? This is, I'm sure, very difficult. It'd be like somebody asking me, what's your favorite song? If you had to pick two roses, what rose bushes, what would be, in your opinion, the most, and my first question is for you, Carol, is your favorite one, and two, the most fragrant?
Well, you know, people have asked me what my favorite rose, and I said, well, so which bed do you want me to choose from? Probably two of my favorite roses is one, they're both hybrid teas, and I have hybrid teas, but I have all kinds of roses. But Barbra Streisand and Secret are both hybrid teas. They're very fragrant. They're good foliage, nice roses, and they're lovely.
What was the second one?
Secret.
Secret, because I did have a Barbra Streisand. It's lavender.
It's a mauve, and it's highly fragrant. In the spring, it seems to have the most fragrance, and I can put it in my kitchen, and you can smell that fragrance throughout my house.
Do you have, like, roses made, you know, named like George Patton or, like that?
I've never heard of a George Patton, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if there was a George Patton rose.
A little camouflage on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so you are considered a rosarian.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
A master.
Now, how do you become a master rosarian?
Well, first of all, you have to become an ARS-accredited consulting rosarian, which involves going to a school, taking a test, demonstrating your knowledge of growing roses, and you're wanting to impart that knowledge to other people free of charge just to let them enjoy the rose. The master rosarian designation is just a thing you get from being an old consulting rosarian, basically.
You have to live long enough, right?
You have to have been a consulting. Yeah.
Master. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Master. Grasshopper's going to take a break.
The rosarian. Okay, we're going to take a break here, like Carl said. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Summertime is just around the corner, and it's not too early to think about that summertime heat.
Which means now is the time to purchase that oh-so-valuable season pass to Waterworks Park.
Early bird season passes are on sale now. Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and as much as 50% off the special event price.
Purchase your annual season pass for only $44.95.
That's only 42 cents a day for a full summer of wet and wild summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Now, how penny-wise is that?
Think about it. A full summer of Waterworks Park fun in the sun, all for one low price.
Get wet. Get away, there's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Order your early bird season pass now at Great Creek Season Savings.
Order by phone,
order online at waterworkspark.com,
or slide by the park to order in person.
Summertime fun is just around the corner at Waterworks Park. Ready?
Reading dentist Dr. Thomas Mullen believes every person deserves a healthy, beautiful smile. In his family-friendly practice, Dr. Mullen and his staff make your comfort their top priority. They partner with their patients to provide dental health in an environment that makes even those with dental anxiety feel relaxed. Using the latest technology, Dr. Mullen provides excellent dental care with integrity. Give Dr. Mullen a call at 223-0436 or visit him at 2315 North Pacelli Lane. Dr. Thomas Mullen, changing lives one smile at a time.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the products you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of .308 ammo on sale while it lasts, only $13.99 for a 20-round pack and $112.99 for a 200-round case. So hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, and hunter's education classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, or call 222-8222.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and the Bot here on KCNR 1460 phone lines here, 605-4567. Our guest Bob
today,
Parker.
And Carol Schmitz from the Shasta Rose Society.
Okay.
7:55 in the morning. If you're just tuning in, we're talking roses.
Yeah, okay, Bob. We're going to plant a rose bush this weekend. What do we do to give it its best shot to make it past Sunday?
Well...
And you're talking to a man that can kill cactus.
The first thing you want to do is dig an adequate hole. You want to dig a hole at least 12 inches deep, 12 inches wide. You want to take the soil from the hole and mix it with at least 50% organic matter. And what you use for the organic matter doesn't really make a difference. You know, use mulch, use manure, use whatever you can readily get. Mix that organic matter in with the soil. Put it back down. Don't tamp it. Don't tamp the plant and the organic matter into the ground heavily because it'll compact everything. Water it in until it gets established. Be very generous with your watering because they just need to get established. And fertilize them once a month with some readily available balanced fertilizer, and that's basically it.
And you're going to be having classes this Saturday.
Yes,
out there at Carol's home.
Yes, we are.
Bob, we'll be talking about growing roses, and we will have several consulting rosarians there, including Bob and his wife and myself and other consulting rosarians to help people with questions.
Okay, we were talking at the break. We just have a few minutes before we have to break for our next guest. We were talking about those pellets that you put down. Be leery of putting pellets because they could possibly, the pellets that are...
That you're fighting aphids with.
I think you're talking about the 2-in-1
care
for roses, and it's a systemic and it's a systemic insecticide and fertilizer. And that's, I guess that's okay. My preference is to do more organic treatment of the roses to feed them more organic. There is a theory, there's a lot of information on if you don't use the high chemical fertilizers, which prompts fast growth, you're not going to get as many aphids. That's kind of my theory.
And Bob is saying just get the water. Just get the hose out there and wash them off.
If you don't have a bunch of rose bushes, you can hose all the aphids off of the plants just with a water hose and water. Just squirt them off and you go out and do it 2 or 3 days in a row and they're gone.
Well, one of the beautiful things about roses is they are hardy. And I have a final question before we have to break. And what, because Carl didn't know this, when you cut your roses, why do you have to go to where a leaf, there's 5 in a leaf and you're supposed to cut underneath that? Could you explain that theory?
You're supposed to cut above the 5-leaf.
Okay,
leaf.
See, there you go. I learned something.
And there is a new growth bud above every 5-leaf leaflet, and that's where the new growth emanates from, and it'll give you your next rose flower.
And you want to cut to the outside leaf because then the branch will grow to the outside as opposed to the inside leaf, so you don't want an inside branch.
See that? I think
I'm going to be out there.
We need
sure
to
that
have
happens.
The Shasta Rose Society come on again so we can really get into some great. We need to grow lots of roses up here. And that's so interesting. Again, tell us the location on Saturday and the time.
It's 15925 Rock Creek Road. The time is from 10 to 4, and we hope to see everyone there.
And it's on the website that is?
The address is on the website. The website is ShastaRoseSociety.com.
Great.
.org.
Well, .org, I'm sorry.
.org.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Carol Schmitz and Bob Parker, for making our day just a little bit brighter.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us. It's been fun.
Yeah, this is Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Join us after the news. We've got Charlie Schaff. He's running against Jim Nielsen for Assemblyman.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A boarded up cross in the Mojave Desert can be displayed once again. So rules the Supreme Court. Fox News Radio's Chris Barnes explains the decision live in Washington.
Dave, by a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court says a lower court went too far in ordering the removal of that white cross from its longtime home in the California desert. The congressionally endorsed war memorial had been challenged for being a religious symbol on public land, but justices say those federal judges failed to take sufficient notice of the government's transfer of that land to private ownership to purposely eliminate any such constitutional concerns, Dave.
Chris, the fight over financial reform goes on at the Senate.
We're going to continue having rote votes on this matter as long as it takes.
Democratic Senate Leader Harry Reid says Republicans are blocking the bill. The GOP says no, it just wants changes to make the reform better. As oil keeps spilling into the Gulf of Mexico off Louisiana, cleanup crews might set the sea on fire. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes has this live.
That's right, Dave. That oil is about as thick as roofing tar, and the Coast Guard believes the best shot they have at saving the coastlines of Louisiana and Mississippi is lighting a match and setting it on fire. That oil is creeping closer to the shoreline, putting the region's seafood industry at risk. About 42,000 gallons a day are spilling, and so far, robot submarines have been unable to cap the well, Dave.
Todd, actress Sandra Bullock has a new role. Divorced single mom. Fox News Radio Sabrina Sabah, live in Los Angeles.
After months of silence, the Oscar-winning actress telling People.com she's filed for divorce from her husband of 5 years, Jesse James. But ending her marriage following his cheating scandal that broke after she won the Oscar isn't her biggest news. The 45-year-old is now a mom. Bullock has adopted a baby, a process that was supposed to include her husband. Dave?
Sabrina, China's been stripped of the bronze medal from the 2000 Olympics for using an underage gymnast. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Here's some great news for contractors. The Home Depot has new lower prices on all Geldwin vinyl windows, now 10 to 30% off. That's for in-stock, special order, new construction, and replacement vinyl windows, all 10 to 30% off. Savings like that could help you lower your bids, which could help you win more jobs, which is a great way to start the day. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about getting things done.
On your car.
On your car.
Yeah, right. Look, you take it to the hardworking Ford-trained service professionals at your dealership.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, an oil change, tire rotation, and more for just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Done?
Not yet. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership or visit GenuineService.com for mail-in rebate form and details through 52910.
Done?
Done.
Keep battling over financial reform. President Obama takes his push for change to two more states.
His first stop in Macon, Missouri at Poet Biorefining, an ethanol plant that employs 45 people and produces 46 million gallons of ethanol a year. The president will also visit Palmyra, Missouri to meet with a farmer and his wife and their three-legged dog named Sprinkle. Then the president wraps up the tour with a speech in Quincy, Illinois.
Fox News Radio's Mike Magowitz traveling with the president. The Taliban's insurgency in Afghanistan and Pakistan has made South Asia number one when it comes to terrorism. The U.S. intelligence reports as that region has now surpassed the Middle East. Attacks last year killing thousands of civilians, most of them Muslim. Anti-government protests turning deadly in Thailand.
The latest fighting here in Bangkok came when the protesters tried to break through razor wire put there by security forces to stop them from spreading their action to the northern suburbs. Troops first fired above their heads and then into the crowd to prevent them breaking through. It's not clear if they used rubber bullets or live rounds. And then, during what is being described as a chaotic confrontation, a soldier was shot by other members of the security forces. 18 others were wounded in the clashes. In Bangkok, David Piper, Fox News Radio.
Well, this is not supposed to happen on April 28th.
Winter 2010 just won't quit. A powerful storm system unloading across northern New York and New England, Vermont bearing the brunt.
Heaviest total so far of anywhere between about 10 to 14 inches.
Meteorologist John Goff with the National Weather Service in Burlington.
It's a little unusual, not completely unheard of. There have been documented records that even in the Burlington area of accumulating snow of a few inches even into the first week of May.
But the out-of-season snow, a blessing for ski buffs. 24 trails in Maine are still open. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
The snow won't last long. It'll be in the 70s up there this weekend. And we're getting word that the U.S. will be okaying the first offshore wind farm off of Cape Cod. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott here. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can write to Linda at linda@kcnr1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by, yes, the Cypress Square Barbershop and those band of barbers, D.C. Tim and the Unknown Haircutter. Down there in the Cypress Square Barber Shopping Center right off Athens. Now, they will cut your hair the way you want it, and you will not find hair dryers, gel. You won't find pedicures, manicures. You won't find Oprah on the TV set. These men cut hair. They cut hair for you the way you want it at great prices. They shave around your ears. They shave down your neck, something that's hard to find anymore. And as I've said before, man's last stronghold. That's right, man's last stronghold. Go there, get a haircut, and you can and ask for the latest story about Rich Bay.
Currently, 8:06.
That Cypress Square Barbershop.
If you're just tuning in this morning, it is 8:06. The weather today, numerous rain showers in the morning, then widespread rain and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs today of 52 to 59. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers, lows of around 36. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Now, our promise to you, as we always have said, everybody who is running for office, we give equal opportunity to. And today, our very special guest is
Charlie Schauf, who is running for assemblyman for the 2nd Assembly District.
And, yes, great. I'm
and
glad to be here.
Against the incumbent, Jim Nielsen. So, Charlie, and we've known Charlie now for, what, a couple years?
A few years.
And you ran before.
I ran before. I came in second in a four-way primary in 08.
All right. And so you are running again.
I'm running again because I don't think Mr. Nielsen has been honest and legit with the voters, and I think the voters need to know what's going on. And we have serious, serious problems in Sacramento, and it's going to take some honest people to get down there and clean it up, people that are not professional politicians.
Okay. Charlie, tell us about yourself.
First, I hail out of Yolo County. We're an old farm family, farm about 3,000 acres down there still since the 1880s. Went to high school down in Esparto, then went on to Yuba College, got a degree in agriculture, ag business. Then I went to Chico State, graduated in soil science degree, specializing in hydrology and water. And then I went in the United States Marine Corps, and I've served 28 years in the Marine Corps Reserves. I retired last September. 15 years of that was active duty, including mobilization for Desert Storm, the battle for Kuwait, mobilization again for the Bosnia peacekeeping, and then 6 years mobilization for the Iraqi Freedom Global War on Terrorism, include the Battle of Fallujah. And now I'm running for the Assembly for a second time to give the voters a choice so they can have what they need in Sacramento to clean up the fiscal mess.
So what would be the first thing that you would do?
First thing I do
to address the fiscal mess.
Okay, first thing. We passed term limits to try and get rid of the cronyism that's going down there, and it should have worked. But what the voters don't realize is we have chiefs of staff and staffers that have been in that Capitol for decades. They go from one assemblyman to another to another to another. They take a daytime paycheck from the state of California, and then at night they work as a consultant to hire the next boss. They're making two or three times with their consultant fees that the members of the assembly make, and they're also controlling the assembly's agenda because they're telling the senator or the assemblyman, talk to this lobbyist, talk to that lobbyist, talk to this special interest group, talk to that special interest group, support this bill, don't support that bill. So effectively, we don't have term limits. We have a conflict of interest in Sacramento, and I believe my opponent is supporting that by his own staff that's been there forever, that if we don't clean that up, the people of California will not be able to take care back of their state. Because even in the military, if you have a conflict of interest, you are not allowed to go out and support somebody else while you wear the uniform. Well, if you're an assemblyman, you are not allowed to do certain things. In fact, when you leave the assembly, you're not even allowed to be a lobbyist for 2 years since you took your paycheck as an assemblyman. But we have people that are double dipping on the civilian side and on the public side in the Capitol. And until we clean that up and get people in there that can only work for the state of California and not for consultant fees on the outside, we're not going to have that cleaned up.
Well, you're not saying is that if you are a staffer in Sacramento that you can remain a staffer, in other words, work for the state government. You're just saying is that fine, you can do that, but you can't be a consultant.
Yeah, you shouldn't be a consultant. Anything. Shouldn't be not for any state issue where you're going to have a conflict of interest to try and hire your next boss or get your next boss elected and then get consulting fees and fundraising fees from different lobbyists and lobbying groups to try and get the next person in, so you just stay there and continue.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things about federal and state and, you know, government workers, and this is not an indictment about them, but this is their job. This is where they are. This is where they are for 30 years. But isn't there a law that says that a person that is working for a politician can't be involved in their election? I mean, actively involved in the election?
Not during the work hours. And, in fact, I actually know a chief of staff who doesn't take a paycheck from the state. He's one of the few honest guys because he's a consultant. And he says, I don't want to take a paycheck from the state of California because I make more money as a consultant. But they're not supposed to. But they hire in the case, I don't want to mention direct names, but let's say you're a chief of staff for an assemblyman of one of the districts in California. You want to stay there. So now you're going to go out and be a consultant for another guy who's going to come in and take his place when your current assemblyman is limited and he has to leave. And so you're basically hiring your new boss. And your new boss is going to make you his chief of staff. So you're staying there right in that seat and you're becoming a kind of a quasi member of the assembly because you're really controlling what's going through the assembly because you're the duty expert and you're telling your old boss, hey, this is my new boss, but the bills stay the same, and we don't get real change. And that's one thing I will change, definitely. I will, if I get elected with the voter support, I'm going to bring in people on my staff who have not worked in the Capitol, and when they do, I'm going to get them trained up quickly, and I'm going to let them know, if you act as a consultant, if you do anything that I think is a conflict of interest to the people of the state of California, I'll can you, and I'll can you over just almost on the spot. Because they've got to be honest and integrity. Carl, you were in the military, just like me. We're both Marines. You know, conflict of interest is something that can just destroy organizations and bring down governments. And our state government has a huge financial mess.
Okay, this is Carl and DeBott on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Charlie Schaup, who's running for 2nd District Assembly against Jim Nielsen. Do you have any questions for Charlie? 605-4567. Join us after these messages.
It's a better way to play. Ask anyone they'll say. For an hour, for a day, it's pure excitement. From the call to the gate, till they cross the finish line. Each race could be a derby in the making. Feel the roar of the hooves as they thunder down the track. Gather all your friends around to the Anderson Fairgrounds, and you'll keep coming back.
In its 131-year history, the Kentucky Derby has produced legends the likes of War Admiral, Secretariat, Seattle Slough, and many more. So who will make history this year? See all the action live as you watch and wager in the comfortable quarters of the Simulcast Horse Racing Facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson. Be front and center live for the annual Run for the Roses. Enjoy food, beverages, and place a friendly wager. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. this Saturday for the 131st running of the Kentucky Derby live from Churchill Downs at the Simulcast Horse Racing Facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Prisons Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in the summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Prisons provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Prisons Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. Right now, save 30, 40, up to 50% off select OrthoGel mattresses in stock at Crescent's Mattress Gallery. Plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Crescent's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Crescent's.
State government's a mess, and we're going to need real conservatives like Rick Keene to clean it up. Hi, this is Congressman Tom McClintock. I've watched Rick Keene for many years in the state assembly as he fought to hold back the reckless taxing, borrowing, regulating, and spending that have crushed California's economy. In the assembly, Rick was always the guy who'd stand up and speak out. That's why Republicans trusted him with leadership on the budget. He fought to tie the politicians' hands by authoring a measure to strictly cap state spending. He saved taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars by fighting fraud and corruption. And he fought to secure the border and stop wasting billions on illegal immigration. That's leadership that earned Rick Keene a 100% perfect rating from the California Taxpayers Association.
As lead Republican negotiator, Rick fought to clean up the budget mess created by Gray Davis and paid down billions of dollars in state debt. Rick Keene for State Senate. Tom McClintock's choice to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Currently 8:16 in the morning. Our guest this morning is Charlie Schaut.
And Charlie is running against Jim Nielsen for the 2nd Assembly District. And is, ran last time and finished second. To Jim. Jim's going to be on our show Friday at the noon for our town hall meeting, of course, at Tobacco and Brew. And everybody will have an hour there to ask questions. We will put that out, over the Internet, and then it'll be in YouTube also. Charlie, you have leveled some pretty serious charges against Jim Nielsen.
Well, a lot of people have. And they have to do with Mr. Nielsen's integrity and telling voters the honest truth about where he actually lives. Now, according to the California Election Code, Code 349 states that you can only have one domicile, but you can have all the residences you want. And then Code 2031 states that your domicile is where you vote and where you run for office, is where you take your tax exemption, homing tax exemption, or renter's credit, or what's on your DMV records. We know that in 08, that was woodland for Mr. Nielsen. He's changed it since then to this trailer in Gerber. But when he filed, originally, it was Woodland, which meant he was a resident of Woodland, which is outside of the district. That's an integrity thing. He did the same thing when he was a state senator. He lived in Woodland, and he admitted he lived in Woodland. I knew he lived in Woodland. I knew him. He lived on Southwood Drive back then, yet he claimed a condo in Roanoke Park when he was a state senator so he could represent a Senate district that he didn't actually live in. Today, it's even my concern is integrity and honesty and that the voters have a choice because they need to know what's going on. There's a thing called per diem, and it's money they give the members of the legislature so they can get a hotel room and pay for their meals while they're away from their homes in Sacramento. And the deal is if you live more than 50 miles away from the Capitol, you get $141 tax-free to pay for a hotel room or temporary quarters and to buy your meals. The members that live within 50 miles are allowed to get it also if they choose to. But numerous members have declined, like Roger Nilo, because they live in Sacramento and they don't need per diem to commute from their homes. Well, Mr. Nielsen owns a $900,000-plus home in Woodland in a gated community, and now he calls that his temporary home. And he has this double-wide trailer in Gerber, with, if I remember right, it was like $19,000 assessed valuation for the actual trailer. Yet, since he took office in December of 08, he's collected And this is as of April 10th. He's collected $49,804.52 in tax-free per diem on top of his $96,000 salary yearly because he owns a trailer in Gerber. Now, that $49,000 was supposed to pay for his hotel room and or a temporary quarters and his meals. But he actually owns this home in Woodland, so he just gets to pocket the money. I think that's not being honest and genuine. And if I'm elected, because my home, his home in Woodland is 27 miles from the Capitol. Mine is in the district. It's an old Victorian home that I bought for my family that's 38 miles. I'm going to decline per diem because I can commute to the Capitol. I don't need per diem. In the military, you only get the per diem if you're sent away from your base more than 50 miles and you turn in the hotel receipts, and you only get what's on the hotel receipt. You don't get a flat per diem rate where you can just pocket the money. I think that's disingenuous of Mr. Nielsen to do that.
Well, there is. Okay. First of all, and we're not here to defend any candidate, but we're here to also, you know, we want to be as fair as we can. Now, these charges that he does not live in the district have been leveled before.
Yes.
When he first ran in 2008, and these were forwarded up to the Attorney General, who refused to prosecute.
Reported by the Secretary of State, the investigation for prosecution. And we don't know what happened, but we expected he would have been prosecuted. And somehow, 3 days before the general election, Jim Nielsen said on a radio station down in Yuba City that he had been told he would not be prosecuted. And then actually the actual announcement came out of Mr. Brown almost the same week that Jim Nielsen actually took office in Sacramento, and it was approximately the same week that his in-laws moved out of his trailer in Gerber so that he could call it his own.
But it still was not prosecuted.
It must have been statute of limitations on perjury is 5 years.
Well, I would say it was investigated then by the Attorney General if they chose not to prosecute. I mean, you're saying that there's some kind of collusion.
I just ask all the voters out there, take a look at this. If you see Mr. Gilson, look him in the face, go, Jim, where do you live? Do you really live in that trailer in Gerber? Do you really deserve $49,000 in tax free premium? Are you being honest with me? I'm a Marine. I know I'm retired now, but there's a thing about integrity and honesty and leadership. And what do you really represent? Jim Nielsen came from the San Joaquin Valley. He moved up here in the 60s, went to work for Roy Regal's Chemical Company in Woodland. He still owns a farm down the San Joaquin Valley, a small ranch or cattle operation. We actually live and work in the 2nd Assembly District. We've been on our farm since the 1880s. I don't tell the people anything but the truth, and I would never claim a phony residence or a quasi-phony residence or even a trailer because I live in the house but my great-grandfather, and if they redistrict me out of the district, I have to be honest and say I've been redistricted out of my own district, but I wouldn't pull this kind of shenanigan. Mr. Nielsen did it before, and he was a state senator using a condo in Roanoke Park.
Okay.
And that's when he lost to Mr. Thompson when he was a state senator.
All right. Now we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the fiscal crisis that's going on and your ideas for changing that. Let's talk about the Second Amendment rights that are being chipped away at by our legislature. Let's talk about the governor's race and what you see going on there. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Every morning after the show, Linda and I go out for breakfast, and our favorite place to eat is Country Kitchen. You know, Lynn and Charlie Moss have been serving the best breakfast and lunch daily for 17 years. When you walk through the door of Country Kitchen, you can smell those fresh baked goods. You know, like their homemade cinnamon rolls, made in their own bakery. Reminds me of home. The soups, many of which are Country Kitchen's own special recipes, are made from scratch. You can even create your own omelet or sandwich. When you combine great food, great staff, and a great atmosphere, well, Country Kitchen is going to become your favorite place to eat, too. And when you order your entree, just mention Free Fire Radio, and you're going to get a free cup of coffee or a soft drink. Country Kitchen is located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. Country Kitchen is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on down and join us and celebrate 17 years of excellence, and be sure to mention Free Fire Radio.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. A little contentious this morning. Charlie Schauff is our guest, and Charlie's running against the incumbent Jim Nielsen in the 2nd District, the 2nd Assembly District. Linda.
Well, it's 8:25 in the morning, and I just wanted to... We have people, you know, on the way to work that are getting in and out of their cars. Good morning and welcome to our show. This is really good, because what we'd like to do is bring on all the people that are running for office, because how people feel and go to our Capitol and fight for our rights is how it affects all of us individually. So, you know, Carl and I are very committed to putting the word out. Everybody needs to stand up, show up, vote, be part of the political process. The other day we had Kathy Darling, our county clerk, on, and we were talking about what's happening with the voting population here in Shasta County. And I have the paper in the other room, but she sent that immediately after our the day that we had her on the air, talking about how many people registered as Democrats, how many people registered as Republican, and how many people are disgusted with both parties and are going now to independent. And
nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan. Well, independent. In the last 4 years, we've gone from 10,000 that had registered nonpartisan or independent to 17,000. That's a pretty big number of people that have jumped in the last 7 years. And you're running as under the Republican ticket. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's absolutely the right to be nonpartisan. I can understand it. Sometimes the Republican Party even frustrates me, because it is a party, but we work together as a party and we try and be a team. But we don't always agree, and we certainly don't always see eye to eye, even within the party. I chose the Republican Party over the Democratic Party, because just like I chose the Marine Corps, because I wanted to be part of the best. I wanted to be the party of honesty and integrity, and would stand up for their principles and not simply put their finger in the wind like other political parties in our state and in our nation. So I chose to be a Republican, and I'm very fiscally conservative and socially sensibly conservative also. So that fits my background. I'm former chairman of the Yolo County Republican Party, and I've been many times a member of the California Republican Party and go to the conventions, the twice a year state conventions, and work on many things, the platform, committees, and lots of other stuff. However, I understand why people would want to shift from either party, because it seems like whether you're Republican or Democrat, there's too many politicians that are being professional politicians and telling you what you want to hear instead of what you need to know. And I think the American populace is getting a little fed up. One of my good friends is Mark Williams. He's the chairman of the Tea Party Express. They're going all over the country right now raising Cain with everybody, saying, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. I want honest legislators elected. And I'm with them. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. If you're honest, I can work with you. If you're dishonest, get out of public service because the people don't need you. So I understand why there's a shift. My hope is that these people that have become independents will take a hard look at all the political parties, not only Democrats, but American Independent, the Green Party, there's a whole host of them. And when they do, they realize that the Republican Party is the best future for the United States, and they get in there and they help us make it better.
Well, the thing about it is that people need to be involved, and I think more and more people, in the last election got a lot of people involved, and I just believe my belief this time is that just as many people will be involved. And so many people came out for the presidential election, but I think there's been such turmoil that people are going to want to change again. And you got to kind of sometimes watch about this hope you change you thing, what you get. But I think in this case, people are saying, okay, you know what? There's certain areas we're doing okay, and though I sure as heck don't know what it is, because the latest poll says that. That only 32% of this nation would vote again for the incumbent. 30%. That's quite a drop. And only like a 20% think that the Congress is doing a good job and the Senate is doing a good job. And of course and Obama's ratings have dropped so low. This is Carl and the Bot down here on Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. Deepwater disaster. The Coast Guard looks to set the ocean ablaze in the race to control an oil spill off the coast of Louisiana.
This is something that they've done in the past, and it has proven to be successful. If it does work, it could eliminate roughly 50 to 95% of that oil slick that is currently on top of the water.
Fox's Chris Gutierrez, about 42,000 gallons of oil a day continues spilling. The Supreme Court rules a war memorial cross in California can stay right where it is.
The Supreme Court says a lower court went too far in ordering the removal of that white cross from its longtime home in the California desert.
Fox Radio's Chris Barnes says it was challenged for being a religious symbol on public land.
But justices say those federal judges failed to take sufficient notice of the government's transfer of that land to private ownership.
And Toyota recalling about 50,000 2003 Sequoia Sport utility vehicles to fix an unexpected slowing problem. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Yeah, paint department.
Hi, my husband's going to paint the outside of our house, and I need to buy paint and rent a sprayer.
Sorry, lady, we don't rent paint sprayers.
So where do I go?
See, what you do is you buy our paint, then you rent your sprayer at the Paint Mart.
But why would I go to two different places to...
No, I don't know. Listen, lady, I gotta go. It's time for my break.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited-time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Now that's service.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 8:33. Our phone number is 605-4560. We have people on the lines. And Charlie Schauf is our guest, who is running against Jim Nielsen for the 2nd Assembly District. And if you're just tuning in, the gloves are off. So Jim will be here on Friday at noon for our town hall meeting. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Well, you know what, John? We're always good. Thanks
you
for calling
are.
And asking.
Even when it's raining and miserable, you guys are up and smiling.
Well, I tell you what, the weather rock is it's damp
it's
on
wet,
one side.
Huh?
Yeah, okay.
Well, good morning to Linda and, of course, Bad Bob.
Thank you.
And Mr. Charlie Schopp, how are
yes.
you this morning?
Good, great. It's good to be in Reading.
I'd like to say to you, to begin with, thank you very much for your service.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been an honor to serve our country. I love this country, and I especially love those young men and women that serve it to this day.
Fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah, they have more guts and courage than most of those politicians in Sacramento and Washington, D.C., but I respect the heck out of them.
Most?
I'm almost all, but, you know, we always say in the Marine Corps we get your 1 or 2%, and good leadership will make that down almost to nothing.
Okay, now then, a couple things. Tonight, you're scheduled to be at the Sequoia Middle School Auditorium?
Yes, with the Tea Party, the Bostonian Tea Party, and I hope to see a big crowd there because I would really love to hear, especially from the Tea Party people, what they feel because I'm kind of with them in a lot of ways. Like I said earlier, Mark Williams is my good friend with the Tea Party Express run around the country, and I, in fact, actually looked at running as an independent a year ago, but I decided to stay with the Republican Party because you have to gain almost 8,000 signatures to even get on the ballot.
They put
it so high and so hard to get on the ballot. And I'm a loyal Republican. I've always have been. I just want to clean up my own party.
It needs to be done. Now, you were scheduled, from what I understand, to originally be in a debate there with Jim Nielsen, but he has declined to participate in any debate you're going to be in.
I gathered that. I've been to candidates' nights the last three nights. He refuses to show up. He knows I'm a Marine. He knows that I'm honest. He knows that I have integrity. He knows that I will hold him absolutely accountable and that I can quote the election code to him and say, Mr. Nielsen, please answer the people what you're doing. That's what he's not going
to
show.
It probably wouldn't be a good idea for you to show up at Tobacco and Brew on Friday then.
What's going on? I'm all ears.
That's when Charlie's going to have, I mean, Jim's going to have an open debate there with Carl and Linda or an open forum.
Oh,
it might
be
an opportunity for you two to engage.
I'm not going to step on Carl's radio show without his permission.
I don't think he'd do that. It's wide open. But anyway, we're looking forward to seeing you tonight. I'm sorry it couldn't be a debate. Also, I just want to plug a little bit here. Doug LaMalfa is going to be there, and he's going to be engaged in a debate with Rick Keen. And that's going to be part of the show, and you're going to be the other part.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an interesting debate. You know,
I think so, too.
We've got, of course... we've had both of them on the show. We're going to have them both on again. I think Doug's going to be on a week from Friday, and then we're working right now to have Rakeem back on, too.
You know, it's really difficult because I admire both of those guys so much, and they both have a positive outlook and I think, an honest approach towards government.
You know, since that last debate work that we had, we may try to do that again, put it out over the radio airwaves one more time.
It'd be fantastic.
And, you know, that the debate we had, of course, with Carlton and Benito is also on YouTube right now.
And that went well.
Well, you know what? Very simple rules, you know? And everybody followed it. And
cordiality.
Yeah, and the gloves were off on that one, too. So it's always kind of fun to watch that.
Well, I'm going to suggest that, you encourage Charlie to show up at your Tobacco and Brew show, because I don't think it would be stepping on your toes. I think it would be encouraging the two of them to have open dialogue, and that is what is needed right now from politicians more than anything else. And I'm hoping that the people that are elected this time won't turn out to be politicians, that they'll turn out to be statesmen.
Well, you know, the thing about when you start identifying yourself as Democrat and Republican, no offense, Charlie, here, but you know, I'd rather have politicians identify themselves as Americans. You know,
absolutely,
and the hell with these damn parties, because I'm so tired of hearing things being done for a party instead of for the American people. And so, you know, I would, you know, that's my problem. That's
Carl,
why
I think you nailed it.
Yeah,
partisanship should be towards Americans.
There's where your partisanship should be. Not, you know, when people go nonpartisan. No. It's partisan toward America.
That's it.
So it's just my opinion, of course.
We're all Americans first,
yeah.
And we need honest people to represent. It doesn't matter what your political party is, as long as you'll do the people's service.
We should
honestly.
We should identify ourselves as, you know, if you want to be hyphenated, it should be American Republican, anyway, or American Democrat. Okay, hey John, thanks a lot.
Can I say one last thing? Sequoia Middle School, 6:00.
All right.
At the end of Placer.
And we, you know, they have limited seating. I think up 600 people, and I think we've got we've got tickets here. If people want to come by,
we've got
and get
a lot
them. They're
of people
free.
Coming. I know that.
Okay. Okay. Hey, John. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You bet.
Yeah, great talking to you.
Hey, Charles. You're on KCNR.
Good morning.
Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I want to ask Mr. Schaff, I don't know if you've heard yet about the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors recently voted to ban Happy Meals.
Oh, that's so ridiculous. I mean, it's got to be parental choice what parents let their children, and it's got to be freedom of the marketplace. The government shouldn't be interfering in that.
Do you intend to try to do anything to curtail the ability of cities and counties to enact this kind of, you know, nanny state legislation?
Well, I believe in limited government, and limited government means we don't enact this kind of legislation to begin with. I believe that the people of Santa Clara should decide what's best for the people of Santa Clara, but we also need to protect the right to be in business and the right to farm and the right to fish and the right to hunt and the right to cut timber and the right to live as a free Americans. And having the government tell me what I can or cannot buy my children in the form of what kind of food they can eat or cannot eat is taking away my parental rights or the parental rights of our parents. And it's just ridiculous. It's trying to put the state in control of our children, and that's wrong.
Besides, Charles, I understand if the kids eat those toys from those Happy Meals, they have very low in calories.
Yeah.
Come on, Charles, just a little joke there. Come on.
Help
me there, Charles.
You know, I'm just thinking, no longer will you be able to go to the counter and be asked if you want regular or unleaded.
There you go. Man, oh, this is, and then, you know, look at New York, and of course, New York and California, I mean, I don't even know if you should look at either one of them as far as their legislatures go, but Bloomberg wants to outlaw salt or
right.
something, you know,
yeah,
cut back on salt
in
the food.
Of all things.
Oh, you know, hey, you know, it's like, I'm at the point where government is in my life, and I've accepted the fact that government's in my life. I can't get away from it, okay? I mean, that's just the way it is. But there's got to be things where the government, we can just say, no, that's enough. I let me make my own decision about what I put in my face. And the other thing on this is, that, and that's one of my fears of this health care, national health care, is at some point they're going to tell me, well, I'm sorry, you can't put that in your face and be on our national health care plan. And I see that coming. Hey, Charles, thanks a lot for your phone call.
All right.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. The fights are continuing in our political arenas. KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Be fun to say, sorry you didn't get the job. The other shop was $700 cheaper. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He had been a customer for many years, and we want our customers to be customers for life. I could hear the disappointment in his voice. He had placed his trust in us for all these years, and now we were charging him too much. I can't believe they have all the damage listed, I said. Look at the estimate and see if they caught the buckle in the roof. There's nothing about the roof, he said. Did they catch the impact on the wheel? There's nothing about a wheel. If the wheel is damaged and you have a buckle in the roof, it indicates possible frame damage. There's nothing, he said. It's easy to write a cheap repair, give excuses later. We prefer a complete repair. When can I get an appointment, he said. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, Rach, you know it's your little brother's birthday next week.
So?
So, you need to get him a gift.
When am I going to have time to do that?
ShastaTradingPost.com. Your team, your gear, your way. Buy your local school sportswear through ShastaTradingPost.com, and we'll get 50% of the proceeds back to your school.
Check it out.
Oh, man, I looked all over town for one of those. I couldn't find one anywhere.
I know. Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother, and for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show, brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Good morning, Reading. This is KCNR 1460, if you're just tuning in on your way to work. Good morning from Carl and Linda Bott here. It's 8:44. Let's tell you about the weather today. Numerous rain showers in the morning, then widespread rain. Isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs today, 52 to 59. Tonight, going to be mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers. So how do you make salmon if you're not going to barbecue? I want to let you know something quick before we go back into with our guest. Kids Unlimited is, they're going to be doing a registration May 1st. That's the summer show camp. They will be at Mount Shasta Mall. There's only 200 spots available for the 6-week music, art, and dance camp. So you might want to get there. During the camp, children will learn about dancing, acting, singing, and artistry. And the summer show camp runs from June 14th through July 24th. At the end is a beautiful 2-hour Broadway-style performance. If you've never been to a Kids Unlimited show, you need to go. For more information to register, go online to KUIA. That's KUIA.org.
Okay.
A couple emails that have come in.
Our guest is Charlie Schaff, who is running for the 2nd Assembly District, and he's running against Jim Nielsen. There was a statement made by one of our callers that said that Jim Nielsen has refused to appear in debates or anything with Charlie here. I don't know if that's true. That was just a statement from a listener who said this. I have not heard that. I have not read that anywhere. And that is not a policy that I am aware of, just so everybody knows that.
Okay. I'm going to read a couple emails. First one came in. I am a lifelong Dem, 65 years old. I get sick every time I see Mr. Obama speak. I'm sick to death hearing all these folks promise us everything and not deliver on their promises. They need to be held accountable when they make promises and not deliver. That's just a statement. Somebody needed to
I think he's reacting to this thing about Democrats and Republicans. He's, you know, hey, I've been a lifetime whatever, and I'm tired of the promises, and they're not doing anything. They're not doing the right thing for America.
Well, even on that, my view is there's two types in politics. There's politicians, they're going to tell you what you want to hear and promise you the world. And then there's leaders, they're going to tell you the truth. And it may not be what you want to hear. It may be bad news. But at least you have the courage to tell them the truth, and then the voters can trust them. I think Mr. Obama is a politician. He's not a leader.
Okay,
here's a question from a listener for you, Charlie. I understand your point about entrenched staff, but if you fire anyone with experience, won't that put your office at a competitive disadvantage with other legislators in Sacramento?
It would, but like somebody asked me this at the Calusa Candidates Night last night. I go, look, the way we handle people that don't want to do things in a credible manner that's for the people of the state and get rid of these entrenched staffers that are controlling the agenda is you put the fire underneath these other politicians and say, hey, we're going to let the people in your district know that you're doing this, and this is not good either. We need to clean up Sacramento, not only the 2nd Assembly District, but every Assembly District, whether Democrat or Republican, and make sure that people that work in the Capitol do not have a conflict of interest, because the interest of the people of the state of California must absolutely come first, not the interest of making more money so my family can go on a vacation or I can live in a bigger house or this other stuff. The people got to come first. Otherwise, our republic's going to fail.
Okay, Charlie, give me some specifics on how you would bring jobs up here to the North State.
I'm a Ronald Reagan conservative trickle-down type. I believe that if we reduce the cost and operation to our businesses, the cost of taxes, the cost of all these government reports, the overhead, that they will provide jobs and hire more people. We also need to take a hard look at the United States as far as our GDP, our gross domestic product. We are producing services, but services isn't something we can sell overseas. Go into Walmart. What do you see made in the United States now? Almost nothing. We're consuming and consuming and producing nothing. We need to get people back to work making things. But by trickle-down economics, we encourage industry to hire people to go back to work and make things. But these government give-outs that they had right now, the stimulus packages, have people buying things to stimulate the economy. But what are they buying? They're buying cars made in Korea, TVs made in China, stereos made in Taiwan. They're stimulating the wrong economies. That's why we have to put the American small business person first, because they're the people that are going to provide the paychecks and the jobs for the members of people of California and start to produce things that we can sell again on the world market and turn our deficit around and save our nation.
Okay, in Shasta County, we've got 17% unemployment rate. What kind of bill would you introduce to revigorate the logging industry? And what kind of protection are you going to put on our water rights?
Well, there's those two separate issues there. But the logging industry, people need to be able to have jobs, and we need to be able to have lumber to build our homes and our industries. The environmentalists have put such restrictive things on that we can't harvest. I look at trees just like I look like a crop down on our farm, alfalfa. We plant the alfalfa, we grow the alfalfa, we harvest the alfalfa. It's the same with logging. Logging companies plant trees. The trees grow. They need to be able to harvest the trees. That provides lumber, timber, income, jobs. The North State prospers. Now on water, that's a whole other issue. I'm extremely worried about the South State water interests and our North State. This water bond has me worried. Not that it spends money on a peripheral canal, but it paves the way for a peripheral canal that I fought by collecting signatures back in 1982 to stop the former Jerry Brown governor from building a canal around our delta so that South State would have an IV to our water.
Okay, hang on just for a second. Okay, the peripheral canal is the what they want to do is put a canal around, and that's going to move water down to the Southern California.
Here's
area.
The situation. We basically have many water systems in the North State. We have two basic water systems. We have the federal project, which is the Shasta Dam right here. That provides water basically for the Delta Mendota Canal and the farmers of the San Joaquin Valley. Then we have Lake Oroville. That's the state water project. That provides water for the California Aqueduct, which is the southern part of the San Joaquin Valley and into the L.A. Basin. Of course, those two waters get mixed as they go down the Sacramento River and they go through the Delta. The problem is, if you get this Delta Canal or peripheral canal or a Delta ditch or a Delta tunnel through the Delta, it'll allow the South to easily drain the water from the North State to the South State where they don't have to worry about maintaining the Delta and keeping the water flow. Now, they have the money to do it. If they pass this water bond, they have the money to build this canal even without government approval because they can just go in there and start buying land and start building a canal that the voters refuse to protect our water. I'm worried about the North State becoming an Owens Valley. We need dams, and we need flood control, and we need water for agriculture and our Northern California industries. But we also need to be the ones in charge of building these dams up here in the North State so we get the appropriated water right. We own those acre feet that those dams provide. And then Southern California has to deal with us and not just simply take the water because they've been able to get a canal in around us. This is so critical for the future of the North State, for the future of our cities, our farms, our families, and our communities. It's a big, big issue. Okay. One of the biggest in the state.
All right, Charlie. We're going to have to take a quick break here before we come into our last segment of the show. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Charlie Schopp, running for the 2nd Assembly seat. Join us after these messages.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Every morning after the show, Linda and I go out for breakfast. And our favorite place to eat is Country Kitchen. You know, Lynn and Charlie Moss have been serving the best breakfast and lunch daily for 17 years. When you walk through the door of Country Kitchen, you can smell those fresh baked goods. You know, like their homemade cinnamon rolls, made in their own bakery. Reminds me of home. The soups, many of which are Country Kitchen's own special recipes, are made from scratch. You can even create your own omelet or sandwich. When you combine great food, great staff, and a great atmosphere, well, Country Kitchen is going to become your favorite place to eat, too. And when you order your entree, just mention Free Fire Radio, and you're going to get a free cup of coffee or a soft drink. Country Kitchen is located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. Country Kitchen is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on down and join us and celebrate 17 years of excellence. And be sure to mention Free Fire Radio.
Honey, I bought you a new 5% cash back.
That's a toothbrush.
I also picked you up a can of 5% cash back.
Shaving cream?
Introducing 5% cash back when you use Chase Freedom for eligible purchases at drugstores today.
I also got some of those chocolate-covered 5% cash backs you like.
Now that sounds good.
Only Chase Freedom comes with 5% cash back and Blueprint, a way to avoid interest on everyday items. This is more than a cash back card. It's freedom. Enroll now at chase.com/freedom.
Chase credit cards issued by Chase Bank USA and are subject to credit approval restrictions apply.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave.
This isn't morning.
It isn't morning? What is this? During the week?
During the week.
What are we doing here during the week?
This is the KCNR auction barn you're in right now. You need to be here on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
All right, I could be here. Why don't you join us at KCNR, 7 to 8 a.m. Saturday mornings.
Brought to you by Essex Heating and Air,
AMSOIL,
ShastaTradingPost.com,
Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Or send Linda an email at kcnr1460.com. Now, every one of our shows, just go to freefireradio.com. We archive them.
And we're also on YouTube.
And, on YouTube. And now those are on our debates and stuff. And you just go to
go to YouTube and type in Free Fire Radio, and a bunch of stuff is going to come up. Including the last Friday, Benito Carlton debate. But let's get back into, we just have about 5 minutes left before we close, and Dennis Miller will be up after we are off the air. And our guest is Charlie Shalp. And let's get down to some final questions here.
Okay, now one of the questions I was asked, and we talked about it during the break, is when you talk about letting the staff go, and the question from our listeners was a good one. He said, well, if you turn all the staff loose, how's that going to work?
No, I wouldn't turn all the staff loose. What I would say is, if you're going to be on my staff, you're a staffer. You work for the people of the state of California. If you want to work in the evenings, go be a volunteer for the Boy Scouts of America or a youth group or a volunteer, football team or Babe Ruth. But don't go out and try and raise money and use your position as a staffer. Because if you do, I'll fire you.
Okay.
Because it's an integrity thing and it's a loyalty to your job and to our state.
Now, you want to be part of an august body that refuses to put a letter of congratulations to the Boy Scouts of America on their 100th anniversary.
I've been a Boy Scout commissioner for 20-plus years. That just steams me. They did it for the Girl Scouts, but they won't do the Boy Scouts because the Boy Scouts have certain standards about who and who cannot be a Boy Scout leader.
That's right. So that's – and see, here's the thing about, joining that body, that from everything I've ever heard from any Republican politician, and you are a politician now, Charlie, whether you like it or not, is that when they get into committees, they can't even get a bill out of committee because it's controlled by the Democrats.
Especially if you're the minority party.
Yeah, so how are you going to
combat
that?
Well, we have to work with Democrats. There's no doubt. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. You're an American first. I can work with an honest individual. If he's an honest member of the assembly and he wants to get things done, I don't care which party he's in. I don't have to agree with him as long as I know he's going to be straightforward and honest to the people. But I won't, as like I told Senator Anastat and Rick Keem when I first met him, when I said, I can work with anybody if I know they're honest, but I won't follow a liar across the street. So if you're not going to be honest, you're not going to have integrity, you shouldn't be in the Capitol.
Okay, now we got like 3 minutes left. I'm going to ask a question on what would be the first budget cut you would make
Well, on the budget, I think there's several things we have to protect. Number one, we have to invest in children and schools. They're our future. We have to fix the schools, there's no doubt. We need to fix the election code, and we need to put control back to the local school boards and back to the parents. But we must invest in the schools. We must also maintain essential services, fire, water, police, and infrastructure. After that, I want the voters to realize out there are all kinds of bureaucracies in Sacramento with huge paychecks. And it's just like when you're on a school board. I was on a school board. 85% of our budget went to pay salaries. In Sacramento, a huge amount of money is paying not only the salaries of the current employees, but also the people that are going to be retiring. We have a huge unfunded deficit that we're going to owe to STIRS and PERS. what I would say is we need a after essential services and education, 25% across the board. Let's cut the bureaucracy in Sacramento. Let's send these people back to the private sector and return control of our government back to the counties and back to the school boards and back to the local sheriffs and back to the local cities where it should be. In the Marine Corps, we call it, let the corporal do the corporaling. The general doesn't run the squad out in the field. We need Shasta County to be in control of Shasta County. The people in Shasta County know what's best for this county, not some bureaucrat in Sacramento. And that bureaucrat is, and all his staff are getting a huge paycheck on the public dole, and it needs to stop.
So are you advocating breaking unions?
I'm not a union person. I don't think unions have been good for our country. I think if you're going to get paid a certain amount of money, you should be able to make at least that money back to your employer, or he can't afford to hire you. But case in point, the correctional officers. Okay, the correctional officers, it costs us $49,000 a year to house one inmate in this state because of our unions and the high amount of money we have to pay correctional officers. And my brother-in-law is one. He makes good money, huge money. But in Texas, it's only $19,000 a year.
Okay,
now that needs to be fixed.
Okay, now Charlie's going to be at the Sequoia Middle School tonight at 6 p.m.
So, and I hope you all come.
And you all come to, and listen to him.
Now, what time do you start?
6 p.m.
Okay.
All right, this is Carl Lindebaud.
Thank you, Charlie,
thanks
for coming
a lot for being here. Tomorrow our guest will be Senator Tom Harmon, who is running for the Republican nomination for Attorney General. We'll have him on tomorrow. This is Carl Lindebaut from Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.